Now, how will artificial intelligence affect our lives in 2030? AI might well dominate our economy, from transportation to healthcare to security and the like. But what issues does this raise for the public? A year-long study by a group of scientists in the US has just been published looking at this.
Let's speak to Peter Stone, a computer scientist at the University of Texas and chair of the 17-member panel of international experts. To be honest, Peter, the idea of artificial intelligence dominating the economy, it actually worries me a bit. Can you reassure me?
Yes. Well, I mean, yes and no. There are a lot of opportunities for artificial intelligence to be a benefit to the economy, to assist people to create more wealth. But there are also a lot of risks and dangers that we need to take seriously. And the time is right now for us to have a public dialogue about what steps can be taken and how AI technologies can be used largely for the benefit of society.
Do you know what? I actually think I started this interview the wrong way, because I'm speaking about artificial intelligence and we all sort of assume we know what it is. But now that I think about it, I'm not quite sure. So when we talk about AI, as it's known, what is it?
Yeah, that's a great question. You'd think that would be an easy question to answer for somebody like myself, whose job is to do research on artificial intelligence. But it turns out there's actually no well-accepted definition. And in the report that you referred to, we start out with the sentence that artificial intelligence is a science and a set of computational technologies that are inspired by the way people use their nervous systems and bodies to sense, learn, reason, and take action. But really, that there's a whole section in the report devoted to defining what artificial intelligence is. And one of the biggest misconceptions in the public, I think, about AI is that it's one thing. In fact, artificial intelligence is really a set of technologies. And for every given application that can benefit from artificial intelligence, it requires a sustained effort of development and deployment. And it's not one thing that can just be developed and then sprinkled on top of lots of different applications to make them more intelligent. And that's one of the, I think, biggest reasons that the public has what we think could be in this report, some unfounded fears about artificial intelligence technologies.
The key word, it seems to me, when you talk about something like this, is trust. We're going to have to trust, I don't know if it's machines or whatever, we'll have to trust them.
Yes, and there's sort of the technological challenges of making different technologies useful. For instance, it's already technologically possible for autonomous cars to drive safely on the road, and for machine learning programs to help doctors with decisions about treatments. But for them to have the full impact, we have to get to the point where the doctors and the patients trust them, the pedestrians and the drivers trust them. And so there's very real challenges in terms of both the development so that they can be used smoothly by people, and also the laws and policies and regulations that will help introduce
right.
them smoothly into society and protect from biases.
Right. And all that, of course, to happen in the future. Peter Stone there, live from the United States.